News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Ireland has become a global outlier by being virtually defenceless, and our allies are growing tired of it, according to Cathal Berry, former independent TD and former Irish Special Forces officer, is with us now. Morning, Cathal.
Good morning, Jonathan.
Some might say you're being rather disrespectful to the hard-working men and women of the Irish Defence Forces with that kind of language.
No, quite the opposite. And having been one and engaging with serving members on a constant basis, they would entirely agree with what I'm saying. So we have the quality of people, for sure, but we just don't have the quantity. And not only do we not have the quantity of people, but we don't have the technology to do our jobs. So basically, that's the issue. Nothing to do with quality. In fact, quite the opposite. We've got superb soldiers, sailors, and aviators. But the difficulty is we don't have the quantity of them, and we don't have the technology for them to do their job.
We know that in the National Development Plan that was announced last week, there's a significant increase in spending, but it's nowhere near what other countries in Europe are spending. I'm not saying we should get involved in an arms race, but is that going to mean that we are going to continue to underinvest?
Yes, it does. So first of all, I should welcome the increase in funding for the National Development Plan last week. It's very important when you do get an increase in funding that you acknowledge and recognise that. But it is insufficient to actually plug our significant capability gap. So what's going to be required in addition to the National Development Plan funding is over the next five budgets, more funding will be required, but also EU funds will have to come on stream as well if we are to improve our wherewithal from a defence point of view.
Yeah, but we were always this peripheral island on the edge of Europe. We have been officially neutral from the foundation of the state. Did anyone seriously expect us to have defensive capabilities?
Yeah, so 15 years ago, we had a far better defence capability than we do now. So we had 10,500 people in the Defence Forces full-time 15 years ago. Now there's only 7,500, so it's a 30% reduction in headcount only in 15 years. Also, 15 years ago, we could put 8 naval ships to sea. Unfortunately, we can barely put one at sea there now. So even in the last 15 years, even by Irish standards, our ability and our capability has dropped significantly. And we still have a big issue with our airspace. Not only can we not intervene if an issue occurs in our airspace, we can't even monitor what's happening because we don't have any primary radar system. We're the only EU country out of the 27 without a primary radar system.
But one would assume then that that we'll call them the bad actors, are delighted with this, because we know repeatedly that there are Russian vessels operating in Irish territorial waters, just going up and down as if there was nothing going wrong in the world. And we don't have enough resources in our Navy to go out and even monitor them, never mind intercept them.
Yeah, 100%. And it's not just the Russian incursions by air and by sea, but also we know the drug dealers are very liberal and very well able to operate off our south and our west coast as well. So every town in Ireland, every village in Ireland has a drugs problem at the moment. There's a reason for that, because we can't control our maritime waters. The other issue then is from a Northern Ireland point of view, there's a lot of talk in relation to reunification, political reunification of the island in the next 10, 15 years or whenever. But that's going to be a major security challenge as well, because there's a lot of voters in Northern Ireland who would have concerns about the Republic's ability to, police its own jurisdiction at the moment, let alone the whole island. So if we're serious about planning for reunification, we have to up our game from a defence and security point of view as well.
Just before I let you go, Cathal, there was a committee yesterday, the Joint Committee on Defence and National Security. They published a report on the government's proposals to change the triple lock mechanism, which has the opposition quite upset over this. They're now saying that the need for formal UN approval could be replaced. I think they're saying that we should get independent legal advice before we go, meaning that does that mean they don't trust at all to make the right decision?
Yeah, so I guess the original reason for the triple lock, and it still stands, is that Dublin would have a veto over what the United Nations have decided, not the other way around. So, for instance, the United Nations would have decided in 1950 to, approve the use of force in Korea. They would have approved the use of force in the early 1990s in relation to Kuwait and Iraq as well. But Dublin, quite rightly and quite sensibly, decided not to get involved. So triple lock is designed and was designed originally to give Dublin a veto over New York, not the other way around. So it's going to cause concern, in particular, in about 4 weeks' time, because there is a difficulty with the UNIFIL mandate in Lebanon. So we've about 300 troops in Lebanon at the moment. There is talk of the United Nations vetoing that mission. And if it does, then Ireland will be the only country of the 40 in UNIFIL in Lebanon that would have to withdraw, because no other country has a triple lock, and for good reason.
Yeah, and at this point, what do you make of the way the opposition is handling this? I mean, Sinn Féin are going around having conferences the length and breadth of the country talking about the importance of the triple lock. The public, as a rule, tend not to understand it. I mean, I struggle to understand it sometimes. I have to keep reading up on it to remind myself. Are we right or wrong in trying to maintain that?
So first of all, I would say it's the job of the opposition to advance the counter-argument. So if you look at it from a professional debating point of view, the government proposes, the opposition opposes, and then we kind of come to some kind of a consensus over time. But I think the bottom line with the triple lock is it does undermine Ireland's sovereignty, and that's a big issue that the King of England will now, or does currently, have a certain say in relation to where Irish troops go, and that's a big concern for a proud Irishman like myself.
Okay, that's a perspective on it. But the idea then that they were putting forward at this committee yesterday, independent legal advice is only as good as the person giving it.
Yeah, and the Attorney General is the appropriate person there. The Attorney General is obviously an eminent, heavyweight legal person, and he's the person or she's the person who can advise the government. And the other concern is in relation to undermining the UN Charter. So the UN Charter is very, very clear, Chapter 8 in particular, that you don't need a specific mandate to engage in regional peacekeeping operations. In fact, it actually encourages responsible actors regionally to deal with issues in their own neighbourhood. Unfortunately, the triple lock is inconsistent with international law from that perspective, because it says that Article 52 is not sufficient in the UN Charter, that we need an additional locking mechanism here in Ireland. And that's a big concern because we're the only country that actually has it.
All right, we'll leave it there for now. Cathal Berry, former independent TD and former soldier, thanks very much for joining us. Shane, it's a weird situation that we find ourselves in. We're neither inside or outside the tents.
Yeah.
We're not sure what we want to do with the weapons that we have.
Can I just say, Cathal was diplomatic there. That Joint Committee on Defence report yesterday suggesting that before we send, the Dáil sends our troops on peacekeeping, that we get independent legal advice. That is political cowardice and nothing else. Do we not trust the Dáil? Is the Dáil not the solemn body to make decisions? I think it's a disgraceful report. I think it's I think it's political cowardice, and it's posturing and playing to the gallery, and it's everything that is wrong about politics in this country at the moment.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.